We are continuing our shiurim on Otot Chaim. We're in Sha'atik, Baruch Hashem. That is in the Old Tfus. We're in Perik Aleph of Sha'atik, which is Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. You have it? Yeah. Okay, good. And in the Tfus of Fresh Matuk Midvash, it's page Reish Nun Ches. Okay, so we're going to discuss Atik, the Patuf of Atik. Now you have to remember that where are we positioned in Ak, right? We're dealing with the Adam Kadmon, which was the first Patsuf. Which was created. Now from him created the worlds of Achav, right? Came out from the Oizen, came out from the Choytim, and from the Pe. That created the worlds of Achav, which then came out from the Peh, which developed into the world of Akudim, and then came out from the Anayim, came out Nikudim, and they were Shoev, Abchina, which were able to make the Kelim, the Gemar Kelim of Nikudim. And all that really developed Mitibo de Ak Ulimata. Mitibo de Ak Ulimata. So we're way, way down in Ak. But Bechutz of Ak, right? And then we have all these Nekudim, which became formulated. And then we saw the Machodesh that came out. The Machodesh came out from the Metzach of Adam Kadmon. And that is going to do the Tikkun. We saw that what broke exactly. We speak a lot about the Zayin Malachim Shemesu. What are they exactly? So we know whether the Bechin of Sag de Sag, they come from the Nekudus of Sag, which is called Sag de Sag. Now, they came up and out of the Anayim. There were these tiny Nekudus called the Nekudus, and they formed the world of Nekudim, and they went all the way down to Tibol and Lemata. Since now we said the Ma Chodesh, which is the rest of the oil, which in the Panimis of Ak is coming up in the Metzach of Ak, is going to misaken this Bechin of Sag, the Sag becomes a Ben. The Sag becomes a Ben. It has a Bechin of Ben, even though it's a greater oil. But Vibal said, the reason says, a Chidush, the reason says, since the Ben is going to be, since the Ma is Mashpia on a high Bechin, Gam is high Bechin of Sag, it becomes, we call it the Ben. So the Etzem Ben broke. And now the Ma'achodesh is going to misaken the Ben. So Bekitzun, Atzilus, what, if I was asking you, what forms the world of Atzilus, you tell me only two Bechinas. The Ben, which is there, those are the Kudos. And the Ma'achodesh, which is coming out from the Metzach, that is going to misaken the Ben. So come to voice, it's Ma'uben. Atzilus, which is the Tzotzor from the world of Akudim, Tzotzor of the world of Nikudim, Tzotzor of the world of Birudim, now it's going to make up the world of Atzilus, which is all the same Mokum, and that Mokum is a Tzotzor of the Zayin Malachim Shemesu, which is the Ben, the Kud is called Ben, and the Ma'achodesh. So Bekitzu, Atzilus is Ma'uben. Now, in Atzilus, you have 10 spheres.
What's the U?
Sir? And? In Atzilus now, we have these two Bechinas. Now, down these two Bechinas have 10 spheres. Now, we're going to discuss the 10 spheres of Atzilus. For example, Keser of Atzilus. We know, we just said, they're made up of Ma'uben. Now, which Chalokim of Ma and which Chalokim of Ben does Keser take to make the Keser? Which Chalokim of the Ma'uben come to Misakim the Chochma of Atzilus? And so on and so forth. Now, one other introduction. That these Eses spheres of Atzilus, we're going to call them Patsufim, names of Patsufim. Because again, that's the whole chiddush between Tohu and tikkun. Though we looked at the individual spheres as bifne atzmo, and adrabba, they wanted to take the all, the ganzer all for themselves, all the all for themselves, and they broke. The tikkun is when they're working all together, all the esses spheres are all working together, that's called patzuf. So all of these individual spheres are now in the matzav, which we call tikkun, are all going to develop into patzufim. So Kesev Atzilus is now going to become Atik, the Patsuf of Atik, including the Patsuf of Arif. We'll see in a minute. And then you have Chochma, which is Abba. The sphere of Bina is going to become Ima, and so on and so forth. Okay? And the Zayin Tachton is Zun and Malchus. Right? So you can see all these little spheres are once upon a tiny nikudois are becoming full-fledged patsufim, and that is the tikkun. That is the tikkun. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Is that clear?
No.
Okay, we'll read it inside. This is all hadama to this parak over here, but that was just a general introduction. Okay, so let's go back to it. Zokter Ariza. Ate Nasri Levare Ech Nitkan Kol Olam Ha'atzilus. Again, we're talking about Atzilus. Why? Because I've just masked to you all this process that we've seen till now, with Noch and Nekuda, Noch and Nekuda, another Nekuda, till we finally get to the world of Atzilus, which is the Iker. Because we are, the Bnei Yisrael are working in the world of Atzilus. Nase Veshte Bechinas, and his calling. Shehem Ma'ube. Like I said, Atzilus is only Ach V'Rak V'Esim, to remember that Atzilus is made up of just those two Shemas, really, Be'etzim, the Shem of the Ma and the Shem of the Ben, the Gematria of 45 and the Gematria of 52. Shehem Melochim Shemesu. Vehem Bechinas Nukudo Shel Sag. Nukudo Shel Sag, right? Because we know that the Sag was Nehafer who changed the name to Ben. Now, the only difficult part with this line over here is that the Ariza says that Umma, the Shem, Shehem, Shem, the Atzilus is Shem Ma and Shem Ben, Shehem Molochim Shemesu. Now, that lachor is incorrect. It's incorrect. Because what we do know for sure is that only the Ben is referred to the Molochim Shemesu, which is the Sag Betzim. That's where the Molochim came out from, right? So that is the Ma, the Chodesh, Adarab, that's coming up from the Metzach, which is coming to Mesak in the Molochim Shemesu. What's he saying that? Shehem Ma Uben, Shehem Molochim Shemesu. So, I looked around, I found three tools into this question. One teretz is, the Eshel and the Beis Lechem Yehuda said that this line, Shehem Molochim Shemesu, is not going on the Ma, it's going on the Ben. Alright. Okay. There's a Hagon on the Etz Chaim, Hagon to Biurim. He actually has a different Gersa. And he doesn't have Shehem Ma, like we have, Shehem Ma, Shehem Ben, Shehem Malochim, Shehem Ma, full stop, Shehem Malochim, Shehem Ben, Vuhu Malochim, Vehem Malochim. So he has a different Gersa saying that, Mephorsh, that the Ben, it's only the Malochim is only going on the Ben. The third teretz as well as the Rashash is much more tief, and that's we're going to see a little bit of it as well. Is that as we know, every bechina can split up in more bechinas, and the Rashash is famous for this. So we have the Ma'u Ben. So the Ma'u Ben that we're speaking about here is not the Ma'u Ben Ekloli. It's Ma'u Ben Apchatim De Ben. So you have Ma of the Ben. And the Ben of the Ben.
The Ben.
But B'chol, we're not talking about the Ma.
But there's no world, because in the beginning he says that Ilo Matzius Nasi Mibes Pchinus Aniskarois Shem Shem Ma V'Shem Ban. It's not Shem Ma Uban De Ben.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's not Uban HaKlali.
Right. The Iker part of Atzilus was made from Ben. Oh. Right? Before Maiva came out, that the world of Atzilus was created. They had a technical problem that they broke. Say that, but the Olam of Atzilus was already created. Yeah. And even Bri, Yitzir, say everything is good before Ma'al Chodesh. So the Bechal Ma'al Chodesh is not talking about
Av the Sag de Ben to now. Till now when we mentioned Ma Uben, we were talking about Ma Uben Akrali.
Right.
Then he says, it's not a new thing. We're talking about the Olam
Atzilus. Yeah, he says, Echkent Kan Kolam Atzilus, Anasim, Beis Pchinus, Anizkorois. Shem, Ma Uben Akrali. It's
Chosset to add it to say, we're now talking about Protim. Yeah. We're talking about Rashashe.
Now,
you have to see what the Rasha says before how he touched on Niskoas. But I call upon him here in order to save the matzav here, because it's a complete check here. You can't say that these are the two bechinas that died. Ma never died, Ma was never there, Bashar's Meiser.
Then you assume that we don't do anything from Av and Sag the Ben. At least it's not done from Av and Sag the Ben.
Ab and Sag.
Go to the Rashash that was talking here about Ma Uben the Ben.
Yeah.
We don't talk Bichal, not about Ma Klali, and not about Ab the Sag the Ben.
At this moment, we're talking about the Malachim Shemesu.
Yeah.
The Malachim Shemesu is only from the Ben.
Yeah.
Okay. And in Ben, there's two parts of the Ben that broke. It's the Ma the Ben and the Ben the Ben. That's all he's saying. He's not saying that we're not going to talk about the Ma'achadosh. Ma'achadosh is going to be talked about, he spoke about beforehand, and we're going to talk about later on. But in this one line hint, Shehem, Melochim, Shemesu, has to be talking about Ama the Ben. The Ben is going to be in that book. Okay, you can take it up with the Rashash later on.
just when we say that Sag turned to be Ben,
that
Sag the Sag on
it. Sag
the Sag, yeah.
וצורך לברר מהו החלק שלוקח עתיק יומים שהם מה ומה החלק שלוקח משם בן. Like we said, we have עשר נקודות now, right? We saw the tikkun that they all went back up, they went men, and all upside back and so on and so forth, and they all came back down. Now the Ma Chodesh came along, is misakin them. Now we have to get more details now. Now that we have all these esoteric and which are becoming, I stress, they have not become yet. They will become from the fact that they're taking a chelik of the Ma and the chelik of the Ben, and together they'll make all the Patsufim. So the Atik, the question is, what does Atik take, or rather you can call it Keser, Keser and Atik or synonymous, to make itself an Atik or a Keser? That's what he's asking now. V'tzok levar mao achilik shelokeach atik yomim shehem ma, meshem ma, o mao achilik shelokeach b'shem ben. Ki kvan izbar le'el, yesh be'atik docha v'nukva. That we mentioned before, huh? Right?
What's
docha?
Ducha, azacha.
Azacha nakeva. Right. We saw already there's a double batosha already, many, many prokim before, already in the Kudim, there was a double batasha of the ore coming into the pit, the Akin coming back of the pit, the Akin, the Keser, the ore Keser, the Rishima, the Keser hit into the ore Chochmah coming back down, now making a double batasha, and says the Arizal already down there, and Shah Nekudim, that already you see there's a Bechina of Zocha and Nekeva, or Ducha Venukva in Atik. Right? So we have to understand what took what. Okay. V'chein adel ze ba'arich, we have to know what built the world of Arich, the parts of Arich, of Abba v'ima, v'ze ampin v'nukveya. We have to understand how do you make up all these parsufim. V'kivan nizbay le'el, ki shema yesh bo arba v'chinas. Tamim, nukudos, tagim, otzius. Like we always do, we always split up the different v'chinas. Now, ma we're going to split up into? Tanta, Tamim Nekudos, Tagim Otzios. V'chein adeh azeh b'shem Ben. We're all going to also do the same thing with Ben. Shem Nekudos shel Sag. He says it here. Shem Nekudos shel Sag. Sag. Nechlag le'arba b'chinas aniskorim shem Tamim Nekudos, Tagim Otzios. What he's trying to get to over here is that we have to match up Ma and Ben together, right? Wherever Ma broke, you have to take a little bit of the Ben to mesak it in. Wherever Ma broke, wherever Ben broke, and keep on doing that in all the different spheres.
Okay. Yeah, you see, not like the Rashash again. He says that Ben is Nekudas the Sag. Come to the Rashash, Ben is Nekudas the Sag the Sag.
Ben is
Nekudas the Sag the Sag. Come to the Rashash.
Sag the Sag. This is Sag the Sag.
No, Nekudas the Sag.
Yeah.
The Sag the Sag. Yeah. Come to the Rashash, it's Sag the Sag the Sag.
Yeah. He's talking about Ben Akhloli. There's two things.
No, he's talking about the Ben which is going to create the Sha'atik, the Atik.
Yeah, well, you have Mad the Ben, and then Ben the Ben.
Yeah, Ben. What is Ben? Ben is Sag the Sag already. So
no,
ben
they're both Sag the Sag. Nachamai, I don't think you understood me. Nachamai, in Ben, there's two Chalaki, yeah.
In Ben, you've got two Chalaki.
Right, you have Mad the Ben and Ben the Ben.
But Ben is only Sag the Sag, it's not Sag.
No, it's both. What? Both.
Sag again, the speaks.
Both Mad the Ben and Ben the Ben make up Sag the Chalaki. Sag the Sag.
Yeah, Sag the Sag, very good.
Okay, both of them. And this is referring to the Sag and Chalaki.
No, Ben Akali is Sag the Sag.
Yes.
Yeah? Now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, no?
Yeah.
Now, when you say, according to the Rashash, yeah, this Ma'uban, which is just before mentioned,
yeah,
is Ma'uban, the Benaklali. So yeah. It's Ma'uban, the Sag the Sag.
Ma'uban?
Ma'uban, the Sag the Sag.
Not the Sag the Sag. It's the exact same thing. It's the same thing.
No, Benaklali is Sag the Sag already. It's not Sag. Benaklali is just Sag the Sag.
Ben is Ben Sag the Sag, yeah.
So when you say that Ma'uban, which is mentioned just before,
yeah.
Yeah, is Ma Uben the Ben, which is Sag the Sag. So it means that this Ben, the last one, is Ben the Sag the Sag.
It's a Prat in Sag the Sag. Okay, so what?
Yeah. And then he says, B'shem Ben, Shem Nekudot Shel Sag.
But he is referring to the Ben Akhloli. Is that about Ben Akhloli? I'm not sure.
According to the way I understand, according to the Rashash Lechor, it's not Ben Akhloli anymore.
Again, we have a problem in the first line that you can't get away with. Shehem Elohim Shemesu, right?
So that's right.
Now, the Nechlat, now, what we're trying to do, we're trying to match up the bends and the mass. So therefore, in the same way that we saw one Nikud is Nechlat Litanta, therefore you have to say the other Nikud is also Nechlat in Tanta in order to match them up. Ve'gamda, Shekibo Shehem Ben, Shuhu Nikud is Tisag, יש בו אסה ניקודות, שהם אסה ספירות כניסקה לאל, כך שמה יש בו אסה ספירות וכאשר נתחברים שני שמות אלו מה הוא בן, בחיבו דוחה ונופה כניסקה לאל, הם מתחברים אסה ספירות באסה ספירות. Again, we're trying to match up, we need to match up the אסה ספירות of בן with the אסה ספירות of מה. They have to be equal numbers. Okay, let's go back to it. וצריך לבאר תחילה אינן הטעמים, או טעמים, ליקודוס, all the tanta, we have to mevar them, והתחלקותם בעשר ספירות. אבל מחלק the tanta into 10 spheres. Again, with all this ערכי, the כינויים, or בערוכים that we always speak about, you always have to match up, for example, in this particular case, we want to put 10 spheres into tanta. Now, how are we going to do that? How do you put the 10 into 4? Da, ki bezoa omru, shatamim em kesa. So the tam is kenega kesa. Ve nekudas bechokma. Ve tagim bebina. Ve oisius besheva tachtonis da tzilas. So therefore, here we go. We split 10 spheres into tanta. Shehen nikram zer ve nukvea. Aval, da. Ki atachlokes שהתחלוקות הזה הוא בעינן בעשר ספירות בעצמה של מה. That's when you look at מה by itself. And I want to split ma, which has eses sviras, into tanta. I can do it that way. Or be eses sviras atzma shel ben. I can do that also. I look at ben individually, and I split into 10 sviras, which I then mechalakid into the tanta. Shem mechalakid b'seder ze. Omnam kasher b'chinas elu shel ma uben mechalakim be'atik ve'arich and abe ve'ima ve'nog ein tzedakim. Elu ba'ofen acher v'zocha hakdama zu. But Masha Enkin, now if I want to find the Bechinas that create Atik and Arid and all these Bechinas, or Keser, Chokhmah, Bina, I do not mechalik it so easily like that. Okay, let's continue. Now, before I start this, you have to look at the charts. We're going to look at these charts, because if not, it's going to take us a long time to be master this. Okay, so we're going to look. We have two charts in front of us. One is dealing with the Ma. Remember, Natsilus are made up with these two Bechinas. Ma Uben. Very simple. Ma Uben. The collection of those two, the Esses Spheres of Ma, and the collection of Esses Spheres of Ben, made the world of Atzilus. Okay, we're going to start with the chart, which says on the top, Sedit Chalukot Havaya Dema Achodesh Shuhu Tzad Docha Shel Kol Patsufim. Okay, you have that? Mm-hmm. Ma. Okay, now, very important to understand. Ma will form all the Zechon, the Chelik Azocha of all the Patsufim. And Ben is the female part, will form all the female parts, the Nukva of all the Patsufim. Okay, so again, what are we trying to find out? We're trying to find out what made up Attic. So if we look on these charts, let's look on this chart together. On this chart, we find that on the right-hand side, we find all the names of the Patsufim on top. Let's first find a way in this chart over here. Okay. So on the top, we have all the names of the spheres.
Okay. Is the reason they why they're different colors?
Yeah. Well, different colors, just practical, just to machalik, a few different things. So this is Atik, Arich, Abba, Mizampi. Those are the four main Patsufim. Well, actually five. Zun is five, right? It's a two. So we have one, two, three, four, and five. Those are the five Patsufim that we're dealing with. Atik, Arich, Abba, and Zerampin, Venukva. Now, I want to know what happened to Atik. What did Atik take exactly? So he says over here that Atik took Lakach Misham, Mishem Ma, Bechina Haketesh, Hu, Shuatamim. So if you look down over here, this is Tamim, and this is Keser. So Atik took all these Esses spheres of Ma. It took Keser, Chokhmah, Bina, until Nus, in order to make its own Keser. Okay, so if I ask you, what made the Keser of Atik, accompanying the Zohar Chilik, so you tell me, it took all the Esses spheres of Keser.
Shema.
Oh, well, yeah. Zohar. Oh, this is only talking about the Zohar Ma. Now, Al-Rampin, how was Al-Rampin made on the Zohar side? So that's connected in the Kudos. So he took the Esses spheres of Chochmah. How was Abba made? Abba was made that he took from the Shem Ben, Chatzi Elyon Shel Bina. He took Bina's half of them. He took Keser, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvura.
That's it.
That's all he took. And Ima took the rest of it. She took Tiferet, Netzachot, Yosod, Malchut. And that was Ima. Okay? So far we have three out of the five Patsufim we've created already, the Shem Zohar. Now, how did Zun were created? They took the rest. All the rest they took Gvura, they took Chesed, Gvura, Tifaneh, Netzachot, Yosod, Malchut. They took all of that together. All the Esses spheres of all those seven. Okay, quite simple. Straightforward. Okay. Now, let's go to the next chart now. The next chart now is the side of Nukva. Remember, every Patsuf, this sort of Tikkun of Patsuf, is to have a combination of Ducha and Nukva. You can't have a Patsuf which only has complete Nukva, Ducha. Why? Because that's a complete Chasadim. And if you have a Patsuf which is completely Nukva, it's Kula Dinim. You have the Shilov of Ducha and Nukva together in order to make a Patsuf. So we saw how the Patsufim, which Chalokim did the Patsufim take of Ducha? We saw that. Now, which chalokim of Ben did the Patsufim take over here? So, same thing over there, same layer over here. Let's see Atik. So, we're going to look up here on this top left corner. Atik, what she take? What he took on the Tzad Ben, took Nukva. Lakach Misham Ben, Misham Ben, Chatzi Elion, the Hainu, Ad Shlish Tifer Shelekes. And this text is a gone bit in the Etchaim text. As the same from the Malcho. So he took Atik to make his Nukva side, he took Keser, which Bechina is a Keser? He took Keser, Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvon, Tiferet Shlish Elyon,
the Keter,
in order to make his side Nukva the Keser.
No.
Now, Arich.
No. He didn't finish.
Okay. You want to do it that way?
Okay.
And Atik, he took as well. Atik took Lakar Gimel Gam Gimel Reisha de Chochma de Ben, which is the sphere of Ben Chochma, and he took Chochma, he took Kesa Chochma Bina, and as well he took, if you look over, the third column, he took also Lakar Gam Dalit Rishonis de Ben de Bina de Ben, which is he took Bina. And which parts of Bina did he take? He took Keter, Chochma, Bina, Vechesed. Okay, that everything that Atik took.
No, Keter the. No?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. And then he took further on, he took as well, he took Lokach Zain Kesorim, Shel Zain Tachdonim, De Ben Shem Oisio. That means he took from the Chesed Gvot, Tifer Netzach Hod Yisod, he took all the Kesorim. Okay, so now we sorted out Atik. That's how Atik became Atik. By taking all those portions. Now, Arich, how did Arich become Arich? So he took, we saw on the Tzad Ma, the Tzad Ben, he took, Lokel, Zayin Tachtonim, the Chochma, the Ben, Shu, Nikudas, we took all down here. And that's it. That was Abba, by the way. Yeah. Sorry, let's go back, look, I made a mistake. Arich, he took the Ksorim. Which keser he took the bechinas of net teishlish tiferet netzach hod yisod the malchut, he took these chalakim over here of keser, that's all he took. Abba took lakar zayin tachton chokhmah de ben shehu nekudas, Abba took this. Ima took Lakach vav tachton de ben shuhu de bina de ben shuhu tagim. Bina took this of bina. And then Zun took the teisha sfirot tachnu shel zat de ben shuhu. Zun took the last the ninth sfirot which was left in mcheset malchus. Okay, so the bikkur to that created all that we need to see. That created all the patsufim of Ma, of Atik, Arch Ampin, Abba, Ima, Zeampin, Venukva. Is that clear?
Yeah, but it's Chinese.
Huh?
It's clear, the Chiron is clear, but what is the meaning of it?
What do you mean, what's the meaning of it?
Why would patsuf Abba. Arich Ampin will take Mitzad Ban all the Chochmah, and Mitzad Ma all the Chochmah, and Mitzad Ban the Keter.
Oh, what's the Hezbo? Yeah. Why did it happen like that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to see. We're just starting off. Okay. This is also Sveikas. We spoke about the Sveikas as well. We'll find out exactly what took up. We're not quite sure in the Reish of the Attic. Okay. So let's continue. That's the part. Now let's see it inside now, okay? וזו פחתון. הנה עתיק ואריר שניהם נכלולים כסד הצילוס. כמו שנדבר בזאת השם. So the כסר of הצילוס is going to be divided by עתיק and אריך. מפרשם, the עתיק is the פנימיס of כסר and אריך is the חיצוניס of כסר. That will make up our כסר והצילוס. והנה עתיק לוקח בשם מה בחינס Keser Shalo Shehem Atamim. So again, from the side of Ma, he took all the Keser, the Haino Esses fields of Keser, as we saw in the chart. Umishem Ben Lokeach Hamisha Rishon is the Keter Shalo. And when we changed the chart, we went to the Ben chart, we saw that Atik also took the first five of the Keser of Ben. And then Shehem Gam Kim Tamim, Ki Kaba Yadate, Ki Kol Achas Me Esses Fields, Hi Chlolos Esse. So he took five of the Kes of the Ben. Vaod Lokeach, and Atik took another Shalosh Rishonas, the Chochma de Ben. He took the first three of the Ben. Vaaba Rishonas, the Bina, the Ben. Vesheva Kesarim, Zayin Tachton, the Ben. He also took the Zayin Kesarim of the Zayin spheres. Now, that was all in Atik. Arich, what did Arich take to make his tikkun, to make Arich the parts of Arich? Lokech mishema bechinas chokhma shem nikudas. He took all the esses fields of the Shema. Umishem ben lokea chamisha tachton is a keter de ben. He also took five tachton is a keter, which was left over from Atik. Shehem min atiferes ulemata. That's for Atik. Arich. Now Abba. How do we make the parts of Abba? Hu chokma shel atzidos. Velokeach mishem ma chatzi bina shel ma shehem tagin. So Abba took chatzi bina, five top spheres of bina on the tzadma, which represent tagim. Umishem ben loker sheva tachnonos to chokma de ben, and he also took from the other chart, from the other side, ben the nukva chart. He took the zemen, the sivin, tachtoni to chokma de ben. Vezish omru beidra zuta abba achid talia bechesed. Pirush ki Abba maschid min hachetz shebel chokhma de sag v'lemata. That's Pshat in Zohar that says a very cryptic line like Abba achid v'talia v'chesed. What does that mean? So we understand now. Says Ariza because he took from chesed the chokhma de sag v'lemata. That's why Abba is totally in chesed. Ki shlosh rishon lakach atik kiniska. He couldn't take more because anyways atik took the top three. Now, how we build the parts of Ima? We build the he bina datzilas. The Ima he bina datzilas. Lakra mishem ma chatzi bina shel ma shel tagid. Ma from Ima took what from the tzad ma. Tzad zocha she took chatzi bina shel ma shel tagid. Umishem ben lakra shesh tachtonos di bina de ben. Shuhu min hagvuot sheba ulemata. And then she took the other six bechinas of bina of the tzad ben. And that's what's pshat in the Zohar. Zeh she'omru be'idra zuta ima achid v'talya begvua. Now what does that mean? She talya begvua? Ki atik locha alba rishonis. Atik took the first four. And that's why she took the next bechinas, megvua, the bina, the ben, ulemata. That's pshat, she's totally begvua. Now let's just finish off. Zer v'nukve. What did they take to form the parts of Zer v'pin v'nukve? Lokhem sheva tachtonos dema shem oisius. And they took the entirety of all the rest of the zayin tachtonos, which is chesed to malchut. They took all the esesfiros. That's on the tzadma. U'mishem ben. What did they take? Lokhem sheva tachtonos shebo chutz mesheva ketorin shel eilu ha'sheva tachtonos dema ben. Shegam hem lokum atik atzma. Atik tog the ksorim of the zayim tachtonim. And therefore, the teisha sfiros with the matam always taken about zeh nukva, zeh ampi v'nukva. Okay, quite straightforward. We have the charts that made it very simple for us. But now he's going to repeat this nukud, very important, because the patsufim are not. There's no two bechinas here. It's not a patsuf, and the patsuf are taking things. No, the things that they're taking, which are the Hainu, Ma, Oben, all the Patsuf of Atzilas. Again, only for Atzilas, Mitibul of Akum, Lemata. Lemata didn't work like this. That's what he's going to say now. Atita b'dvorim b'dvorenu loma shehem b'chinas achas. Uma shelokhim hem d'var acher. It's two different b'chinas. Aval kamon say no, he, ki atik yom in Atzilas kol atzmusu nas mishnei b'chinas eilu shehem Ma, Oben. The Gufa, they're made up of these two b'chinas. ובחינז מה שבו הוא נקרא עתיק דוחה, ובחינז בן שבו הוא נקרא נוקפה דעתיק, וזוכו ואל תשכח. אל תשכח. כלל עולה, we have here a rule that comes out from this, כי עולה מציל יש בו עשר ספירס. As we said, we're just going to remind them. We'll go back a little bit חזור. Atzilus is made from 10 spheres. And how does that translate in Patsufim? So, Kesehu Atik Ve'arich. Chochmahu Abba. Bina translates to the Patsufim, will become the Patsufim of Ima. Shesh Ketzavas Chagat Nahi Hem Zah. Umalchut Hu Nukvan De Zah. Ve'kol Bechinas Eilu Nase Atzmusam Mishtei Bechinas Ma'oben. He's repeating again. All this that we just described, just was made from two simple Shemus called Ma Uben. We call Bechinas Aduchim Heim Mema. All the Bechinas that we saw, all masculine Duchim Bechinas came from Ma. Venukva, all the bechinas of nukva, mi bein kiniska. V'ol yisbayer lecha kol lecha bimkom ezach Hashem. Okay, exactly. All the zochas took mi ma, and all the nukvas took from bein. Right.
What is the altit? What was the?
Don't make a mistake in thinking that the patsufim took something. Ma'uben.
No, didn't take that.
There was no patsufim. What happened was is that ma'uben came together and made the patsufim. Okay. There are two bechinas. It's not one bechina and one bechina. Yeah. These two bechinas made one bechina. Now this next line, the line we just read over here is a bit difficult because it just said something which doesn't make sense. The reason it says, "V'kol bechinas duchim hem mema." Anytime we find a patsuf ducha, bechinas ducha, it comes from ma, and all of it nukva miben. Now what does that mean exactly? Now we have to understand there's two types of patsufim here. If we analyze really, there's really two sets of patsufim here. Two different types of patsufim. We have something called atik and something called arich. Okay? Now, where's the ducha side and where's the nukva side of atik and arich? Where is it?
Minubay.
We don't see it. Well, why don't we see it? Abba v'ima, ze ampin v'nukva. There we see it. And atik and arich, we don't see it. But shat? Shat is partial because it's so nail and so high. The achdus is so great that it's all verbunden. It's all one beginner, right? It's all one beginner. Very very high. Abuzai, when you look at these patsufim, what we just said now on these two charts that we just read out over here makes very very much sense in Atik and Arev. Meaning like this, that when Atik came down, it took a little bit of Ma and it took a little bit of Ben. That makes sense because in Atik there's a tzad duchwa and there's a tzad nukva. Arich as well can take from the Ma chart because in him is a Duchat. And it can take from the Ben chart because of the Nukva. But how does it make sense to say that Abba took from Ma and he took from Ben? Remember? Mitzad Ma he took. What did he take? We said that Abba took Lokumem Ma B'Shem Ma Chatzi Elyon Shelebina. But the problem is that he also took from the ben side, from the feminine side. Abba took lok lakach zayin tachtonim de chokhma de ben shum nekuda. Shem nekudas. Now, how can Abba, which is a duch, which is a male patsu, be taken from a feminine?
I don't understand. Like daddy and mommy had a boy. How come a boy is coming from a mommy?
Now, the problem is the loshon Ariza. He says kol bichinas duchim hem mema.
Yeah. All right.
Abba, which is ducha, no. He's taking from Ben.
But the Abba's got potentially a nukva as well. The raya that he can give.
He has ima, right? That's what I'm saying. There's two different types of patsufim. There's one patsuf of atik. You can say that in atik there's a bechina of nukva, and there's bechina of ducha. But in Abba, he has an ima. Ima should be taken completely from Ben, and Abba should be taken completely from Ma. What's pshat? Abba is taking from Ben as well, and Ima is also taking from Ma. That doesn't fit in the lotion here. Kol bechinas duchim hem mima. That means all bechinas, that means Abba, and also includes Zeampin, which is completely ducha, we know that. They should be taken only from Ma. And the nukva, which is Ima and nukva, may Ben. But we don't see that. We see that he just told us that they're taking from both.
You assume that in Abba there is not such
another point. There's not. We can make shtey, but we can make more bechiras. We can say klap in this is considered nukva. But the vote is, but there klap we always look as Abba as a male patsuf. Abba is a male patsuf, right? And the opposite, if it's a male patsuf, how can he tell us that it's only taken from Ma? It's only taken from Ma.
Not only.
Yeah, hemimah.
No, bechet.
Hemimah, v'nukva miben kiniska. So I found this kasha in various mafashim. The Yafishah is the first one I saw. The Yafishah asks this kasha as well, Baruch Hashem. And his metarit, shema rotuloma, he has an interesting touch. The ma that referred to here, you probably won't like this, but Yafishah, one of the Yudoyim mafashim, the Eschayim, He says the ma'az is not referring to the mother we just spoke about, is referring to chasadim. That ducha is always made up of one very stark bechina, which is called chasadim. And nukva, when it says mi ben is nukva, which is exclusive to ben, means to gvoz. That's the way he wants to touch up. The ramaz, which is the back of this otzot chayim, and ois kuf mem, is metaritz, that abaz mekabel ma, v'gam ma deben. Something similar that we saw from the Rashash. And im is mekabel mi ben, v'gam
ben
dema. Right? Okay. So that, so called bechinas duchim hem ma, the hands of the two bechinas, now he's not mekabel from the bechina of ben eklali. He's going to mekabel from the madema and the bendema. The bendema. And everything's always staying. Mekabel doesn't get this right. Madema or madeben. 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 So he's always taking the chelik of zochim. Rab is always taking, that's the first in Lashon. Kol ha-bechin is a dochim, which is Abba l'mosho, hem mima. Which ma? It's either the ma de ma or the ma de ben. But it's always taken from the ma. Mashkan nukva is always taken from the ben, either ben de ben or a ben de ma. Okay, that's the way the Ramaz and always kuf mem, you can ayin shan. But let's go back to it. V'nivar atam der prat. נאס ריבר אין אין עתיק יומין, שתחיל הנבר, מי הוא זה אני כעתיק יומין. Now, okay, that was enough for the Chalukah. Now we're going to come into a new subject called, what is עתיק exactly? How does עתיק look? הנה, בתחילס עדרה זוטרה, דף ריש פייחס, עמוד א', עמה, שתיתן הזוהר וזה לא שונה. היי עתיקה קדישה, תמי וגניס. You've probably seen this lotion often over and over again, and it always bothered me because Atik Kadisha, it always sort of flips between Atik and Al Champing, because we know Al Champing is also called Atik Kadisha. So it's not clear in the Zohar which Bechina is referring to. Sometimes it's referring to Atik, sometimes it's referring to Al Champing. So with this shtickle over here, Abdel Ariza is going to explain to us how we're going to understand the Zohar. V'hai atik kadisha tami v'ganis. I mean, it's very, very nailan, very, very hidden. And, says the Zohar, t'lot rishim it galfan da legav min da, v'da le'ila min da. That means they're all entrenched one into the other, one on top of the other. All charuv, they're all engraved one on top of the other. Da le'ila min da. V'abiru da, ki ze atik kadisha niskar kam, Einu medaber al hazachar hanas bechinas ma. Again, we made a chiluk between ma and ben. Atik, you have a side of ducha of atik, and you have a side of nukva de atik. Forget the side of ducha for the minute. Whatever atik took from ma to make it tzadzot, we're not going to speak about that. Mikan haba, we're only going to speak about the atik, the chiluk of atik, which he took from ben, which called the tzad of nukva. Ela nukva de atik. V'de'arech ampin. Because the simple reason is that because we know exactly what the position is by Atik Ligabe Ma. Because we know he took all the Kesarim, all the Keser, all the Esesferes of Keser. We know that Arech Ampin took all the Esesferes of Chochmah. The only shot is by the Sad Ben, then you start finding these Chalukim within one sphere. V'anasim b'b'chine sphere Keter shel Shem Ben, Shel and Kudin, Shel and Malachim Shemesu. Okay. The Mesu, that means we're talking about the Tzad Nukva. Those are the Malachim Shemesu. Zacho Hagdam Azu, ki hi tzricha lecha me'od bekolad Idra. In order to understand the Idra, the Zohar, you have to understand this following introduction. O bekolad Rushim Shel Atik Ba'ar Rampin, ki hi ne'emi ha'keser Shem Ben, Nasu Nukva de Atik Ba'ar Rampin, ki nizkele el. All these bechinas that we saw that Atik took from Ben is going to make what's called in the Zohar Atik Kadisha. Which means.
How do you call the part of Zachar?
Which is to Atik. Atikomen. Yeah. Kesa zehu chlolos atikadisha. This what we just spoke about, Matzad Nukva, it's called atikadisha. Matcheles neshlei chalukos shem shlosha. There's two bechinas, but become three. Sounds like a sefer yitzira. Pirush, gine hine. Hine hu matcheles laatik yomim va'arech. You have two bechinas, first of all, right? You have a mixture of atik and arech, which make the kesef ben. Then arech splits itself into two. Then kesef shabo shel arech hampin atzmo, v'chochma shel arech atzmo. And the chokhmah as well is called shehi mochit setima shebo be'arech. Okay? Bo'ofen, she'atik kedisha nizka kan hu kolet tlot ha'reshim. So an atik, though we're talking about tzad ben, has three heads. Three heads to the atik. Reshe ilahi hu nika atik. Hu ha'chilik shel ha'rosh el elona shel de'atik kedisha. This is the upper head of the atik kedisha. Atik kedisha. V'tre reshim tatin, ashe be'atik kedisha, hem nikro hem ar rampin, v'nechla l'kesev v'chochme, shebo atzmo. Ki atik kedisha hu, shem kole l'atik v'la'ar b'v'china, shem ben shebo, ken ha'nizkar, v'avin zemot. Okay? So again, let me just draw the picture for you. You have one large patzuf, or anyway, the beginning of the patzuf, the gar, let's say, the gimel rishonis, of the head, let's call it the head of Atik Kadisha. That's the general name of this, what we're looking at over here, the Atik, the head of the Atik, right? Now, in the head of Atik, you find three miniature heads in the Atik's head, in the parts of Atik's head. The top one is called Atik. Everything's called Atik Kadisha, but you have Atik over here. Below that, you have the next two really are made up from Al-Khampin. And Al-Khampin, the second one is called Keser of the Al-Khampin. And the final head is called Chokhmah of the Al-Khampin. Okay? And the Chokhmah is also called Mochim Stimo. Anybody know why it's called Mochim Stimo? The closed Moach. Right, I found two pshatim why it says that. First of all, because if we know, it's a bit strange also, because if we think about it, it's a kashya, because we're talking about the head of Atik. And the head of Atik, l'cho, you have keter chokhmah bina. And here all we have is kese, and chokhmah. We don't have any bina here. Where's the bina? So it says the Arid that the bina, yored legoran, went down to the throat. Why did the bina go down to the throat? Because there was so much koach over there in Atik, Atik Yomim, and the Kesev Arich, and the Chochmah Arich, all those so powerful, the Bina was forced down out of the Moach of Atik and went into the Golan of Atik. So therefore, we only have Chochmah Bina. That's why it's called Sosum. That's why it's called Sosum. What's the translation for Sosum? Because Chochmah without a Bina is Sosum. What's Bina? Bina is being mefaret, is a tetzah of Chochmah. Chochmah is the clown. You can't really get, you have the general idea, we don't have the pchatim yet. Bina comes along to mefarid what the chokhmah is all about. Since Bina is not there, and the mochim to do it strong, that's what's called mochim stima. Another pshat is, in Zer Ampim, we'll find the chokhmah develops the lamed based nitzivas, a chokhmah. There's 32 levels or pathways to chokhmah in Zer Ampim. In Atik, so I should say, Al-Khampin, where you have the Chokhmah and Al-Khampin there it's Sosum. There's no Nesivas of Chokhmah over there, because it's Takas Sosum. It's Sosum. Either because it's just Nelam, or because the Bina is not there in order to develop the Chokhmah. Okay. But often, She'atik, so therefore, in the Chlolus, these three heads are all called, Bekitzo, Atik, Atika Kadisha. And that's Pshat in the Zohar. Every time you see it, the Kasha was, Ah, Zohar, what is Zohar speaking about? Is it talking about Atik proper, or is it talking about Arah? Teretz is talking about both.
Where is Chochmah de Atik?
Chochmah de Atik? That's what it's Satmas or Ben?
That was what you're talking about.
No, it's Chochmah de Arich, no? Atik is Keter, and then you've got Arich in two Chalokim, Keter de Arich and Chochmah de Arich.
Yeah.
And you ask, why not Bina? Because Bina went into the Goy. So I would like to ask you, Chochma and Bino, the Adi.
There's a lot of Bechinas you're missing. I don't know why you're just asking that. There's a lot of Bechinas. If you go through this list, we're not finished here. Developing all the Bechinas here. We don't know.
I understood that Atik was, when you said Atik, it means only Atik, no, not Asar Bechinas de Atik.
He said Atik de Atik.
No, we're talking about the Asar Bechinas.
Is that
right? We're talking about the Asar Bechinas, right? We're talking all the...
No, I'm not here. I'm in the Atzilus.
It's not the Atzilus.
Yeah, but that's the Atzilus before, that's the Chelek HaBan, Chelek HaMa. Yeah? Now, we said that the Atik de Atzilus, the Chelek HaNukva, the Atik, is done from the... the Chelek, the Atik, Nukva, the Atik, is done from the Keter, from Keter.
Keter Atiferet, right.
The five first. And the Chelek HaNukva de Arich is from the five last. That create the Chelek HaNukva. This Chelek HaNukva, you got three Chalokim. Shtayim Shen Shalosh. You got the Atik itself.
No, the Atik inside the Atik, no? That's what you said, the three inside the Atik Chalokim.
Adincha. Can you repeat this?
What?
You said that you had the attic chloe inside the attic chloe. You had an attic chlobina.
Let me just make it clear, right? So inside the attic chloe, you have three heads. Tlot Reshe. Zohar says you have three heads.
What is the first one?
The first one's called attic.
I know. That's inside. It's
in attic.
You got three chalakim. You got attic, and you got arich and
chokhmah. That's one on top of the other, right?
Yeah.
Attic, and then you have
arich.
Now, these two Aries are Keser and Chochmah of Aries. Right? Okay? Now, in the first Atik, you have Keser, Chochmah, Bin as well. Keser, Chochmah.
How many Atik? Are there one or two Atiks there?
One, I think.
No, Atik Kali, and then you said there was an Atik inside.
That's Keter Kali. Keter Kali.
You have Atik Kadisha.
Atik Kadisha.
Which means everything, the three heads, which is Atik and Aries. Okay, again, in the Atik Kadisha, okay, that's the general, you have three heads. One refers to Atik, and then next two refer to Arich.
So the Atik is like an Atik?
Yes.
Yeah,
right. Get it right, don't say Atik. There's an Atik in Atik Kadisha.
That's Kulel HaKol.
Atik Kadisha means Atik and Arich. So it's not right to say it's an Atik and Atik. Atik in Atik Kadisha. Okay, it's very important.
And then you
and added that in Atik there's also is Keter Chochmah Bina.
Only.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll get there. Let's not push it, right? Now, so far so good. So we just developed a here an understanding of the Zohar. Okay, let's try. We got to finish.
No, it's
Dadian. And Ari also lo nase elo mechochma de ma de kiniske. Took the essence spheres of chochma on the tzadma. Okay. Now,
If you don't mind, v'lechem nikra atik kadisha. Why dafka he explained what the chelek hanuk?